Come back here. Where do you think you're going? Are you done running yet? It's been nearly 30 minutes. And I'm growing impatient, you know? It was a little fun at first, playing this cat and mouse game of ours, but how about we bring this to a close? I can't believe you made me tackle you like this. I think you've been running around long enough. Aren't you tired? You should be. You should be glad I've got you pinned down like this. It forces you to lay down. Breathe. If you listen to your lungs, they're probably about to burst. You want me to get off? You're so cute when you're all angry. And you're out of breath, too. Trying to look all tough for me, huh? Just so adorable. It's strange, though. You don't really smell like you're afraid. And your eyes, they look so confident for someone who's been running for their life. Being pinned down by a hungry vampire, such as myself. Why aren't you afraid? Are you sure you're not trying to hunt me? What do you know about vampires, huh? You told me you've been reading. So are you an expert? Enlighten me, is there something you know about me that I don't? Let me guess, do you still carry around a clove of garlic? Or maybe a wooden stake to pierce through my heart? Oh no, I guess I better be a bit nervous now, huh? Or maybe you should. Are you finally beginning to realize your situation? If it makes you feel any better, a stake through the heart would definitely be an inconvenience, but it wouldn't kill me. Now tell me, before I end your cute little life, what's your name? If you talk enough, you might even sway my opinion of you. Did you think I'm just gonna kill you and drain all the blood out of your body? You don't have to be so pessimistic, you know. There's so many possibilities that I could do with you. I could just use you as a straw. Just a little sip every so often and keep you alive. Or maybe even a new business partner. My old one, well, I don't know if I want to talk about it. My last partner was taken hostage, destroyed. The hunters, they took him. And they said they wouldn't do anything to him. They just wanted me. They always lie. They were a vampire for maybe 200 years. Don't think too hard about it, though. It might make you a bit scared. I don't look that old, do I? I'd say I maybe look 25 at the most. Maybe even a bit younger. But yeah, I'm a lot older than you. But I said not to think too hard about it, okay? I see how you're staring at me with those eyes. Full of curiosity, right? Don't look away. I like this view. like seeing you look at me like that. It's been a while since any humans looked at me with anything other than hatred. They're always so angry. So afraid. You've made me nostalgic now. You made me remember all the good old days. I guess it's a good strategy for getting praise. A partner hunts with me. We survive together. We keep each other safe. Would you stay with me? Or would you leave me? Would you go off and do something careless without me being able to protect you? Answer correctly, okay? Good answer. But I feel like you might just be saying that because I have you pinned to the ground. Is it because you feel so useless? I'm just a predator staring down at you, hunting its prey. Having a girl stronger than you hold you down with all of my force. Don't be weird. Does it arouse you to have a girl like me on top of you like this? And if I move my body like that, do you like that? Is this something you're into? Maybe it's something you fantasize about at night. Relax. I promise I'm not gonna hurt you yet. I've just started having fun. And if I'm honest, you're quite a good playmate. You haven't made a mess. You haven't passed out or struggled so much I couldn't contain you anymore. You haven't gotten on my nerves. So let me ask you another question. Would you like to leave this life behind? To come with me? Not as my servant, no. I wouldn't want you to become a mindless, bloodthirsty, empty soul. You're too good for that. Too entertaining. I've been quite lonely. I've been missing having a partner for so long. But I can't keep holding on like this. I pretend I'm okay by myself, but I need a new partner. Someone to have my back. And I think you'll be the one. I see the light in your eyes. You're so strong. It almost gives me chills, but I have to have it. I have to have you to myself. I want you to keep your eyes on me forever. Will you do that? Come with me. Become what I am. I can teach you everything. So what do you say, human? Will you leave your life behind? All of your friends and family. But you'd have to do that no matter what. It's either you say yes, or you die. Did you really think you would be allowed to leave alive? I promise life won't be so bad. Think of all the things things you'll be able to do with all your newfound strength and all of your speed. You'll easily outrun anyone you want, and you might even be able to overpower me. Is me holding you down like this not enough? Not enough to tempt you? What about immortality? It's not true immortality, but you'll be eternally young. You'll look so stunning and see so many lifetimes. You could live next to me and watch time flow by, never caught up in its flow. We would be together, and I would never leave you alone. So will you agree? Will you come with me and be mine forever? Or die here in this alley? I thought you might say yes. I guess I was convincing enough, huh? Well, lie still, okay? This may hurt a little bit, and you may feel a bit of pain, a slight sting. But afterwards, it should feel quite good. Get ready, okay? Oh, God. You taste so good. I haven't tasted anyone with blood like this for a while. I lie still a little longer, please. I want more. So much more. How do you feel? I'm sorry for becoming such a mess. You've done very nicely, lying so still for me. You only squirmed a little bit, and there was only a little bit blood. You didn't make too much of a mess, and not clean it up either way. I still need to get my bearings. It was so good. Just rest now, my love. Tomorrow we begin our journey together. Forever. I'm so excited.